The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa'll make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, whizzing like a merry-go-round. Santa to the girl child, what are you longing for?
I made Danielle laugh.
All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And along with Rudolph, shooting like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. That's not my rhythm, I swear.
It's me.
Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, whizzing like a merry-go-round.
Let's hear it for Danielle.
All right. All right.
Danielle Moralia wants nothing to do with me. Right. It's been a problem my whole life. No rhythm.
I don't worry about it.
Greg, no rhythm.
Greg is white even in Dover.
Yep. Yeah. No, I have no rhythm.
It was better that time.
We're at Bach Exotics, our annual Toys for Tot show. Ernie, I said, because you said that Ernie Santa Bach is here, our host. Round of applause, please, for Ernie.
Woohoo!
For doing this for 20 years. And I said, you said that there were going to be 20,000 reasons to be here. And I said it would be great if we were able to get 20,000 toys. Do you think we're close over there? I'm looking and I see we should probably try to count before we go.
No. I think we have 20,000 toys, and that we all want to thank everybody. But right now, Greg, this is the greatest giveaway for Toys for Tots ever that we've done in the 20 years.
100%.
We've made a reasonable effort to get everybody a ticket.
Okay.
We've told everybody you have to be here to win.
Yes, that was your rule.
We are about to draw a ticket, and the winner will win $20,000.
Woo!
Okay.
Just in time.
Spin it up, Stan.
Oh, that my
would
gosh.
Make that would make the holidays much easier. Remove a little anxiety from the holidays, certainly.
And Danielle is going to pick the winner.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
It's like the lotto.
Okay, be careful. One ticket.
Yeah, no, nothing in the hand.
Close your eyes.
And if I can recommend a movie we both love that has to do with a winning ticket,
yes.
Waking Ned Divine.
Oh,
great
movie.
Flick.
Great.
All right.
All right.
Okay. I thought you were going to say,
bring the ticket here.
Ned Divine has more rhythm than Greg.
Now, Ernie,
I thought you were going to say Willy Wonka.
You're going to announce.
That's the golden ticket.
Okay, this is the number for the ticket. You have to be here to win.
Come right up if you win, because we want to know what you're going
to
do.
We've made
with the
a
money.
Reasonable effort to get everybody tickets. Okay, here we go. Ready? The winning number for $20,000. 4.
Yes.
5. 6.
Bingo.
5. 1-1. Don't panic.
Where are you?
Don't panic. We are making a reasonable effort to get the person, if they're here, the number. Last three numbers, 511. Anybody? This is a reasonable.
How could somebody take a ticket and leave?
No. What are you about it? You know?
Okay. They better not be in the bathroom.
No. If they're in the bathroom, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Say Vandalay Industries. Vandalay Industries.
Danielle.
What?
It's Danielle's ticket.
No
it,
way.
It can't
wow. No way.
What?
What this are the odds?
Danielle
this
ticket.
Is complete and
wow.
utter. What, Ernie? What are you running here? Ernie, what are you running here?
Hey. Okay.
Congratulations.
Danielle, what do we do?
What do you?
Oh, wow.
What did she say?
All right, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
What did she say?
She wants 20 grand for her animal rescue, which is reasonable because right. she does an unbelievable
with
job.
20, with 20 grand, you could save 60,000 squirrels.
And we're going to pick it again.
Wow.
What?
Okay, we're going to pick it again.
Oh, man.
Okay, we're making a reasonable effort.
What about
James?
That is impossible. The odds are, we're going to ask Nick Costos what the odds are on that.
Man.
That is virtually impossible.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. My God. How is that?
Luck.
That is...
How is that even possible?
That is
okay,
crazy.
Here we go.
What in the world?
Play the lottery
for
tonight.
$20,000. Here is the number. 4-5-6-4-4-0.
4-4-0. Final numbers. 4-4-0.
It's Rob Nikovich.
We're making a reasonable effort
to
see if anybody.
Oh, we got one!
Yay! All right, we got
one. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Danielle's neighbor.
Let's get this guy up here.
4-4-0.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Laird's brother.
Wow.
Let's get this guy up here.
Legit.
Let's get him up here, get him a headset.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Stan, we could do the check after. I'm trying to get the guy on the air over here.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. Sir, step right up. Put that on.
Wow.
What is your name?
Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
Seekonk.
And you are, Michael, you are $20,000 richer thanks to Ernie Buck.
Yeah, it's
Ernie
awesome.
Buck. Wow.
That's great. Who would have thought? Thank you, Ernie.
What are you gonna
do? Holy cow.
What are you gonna do with it?
I don't know.
First thing you're gonna buy? I mean,
Christmas presents. Hey.
Christmas presents.
Awesome.
I have two kids in college.
That okay. Might, all right. That'll cover
way.
A month of tuition.
For sure.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome. That's so cool, Michael.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
There's like a good 200 or 300 people who just became your best friends.
Yeah. So if you, thank Danielle.
Yeah, Danielle was. all right. So Michael from Seacock.
You got it.
Ernie just gave you $20,000.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Thank you, Ernie.
All right.
Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Michael.
Good job, Mike.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to find out how to wager all of that this weekend, Nick Costos is about to tell you. So joining us now, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, brought to you by the MGM app, and you can wager there. Nick, good morning. Hello. How are you?
What's going on? Hope Thanksgiving was great. That guy, Michael, that just won the $20,000.
Yes,
he no-sold the hell out of that. Is he rich?
Jesus. I think he was shocked.
I mean, he was basically like, if I won $20,000, I'd be go nuts. He was like, oh, yeah, thanks so much for the 20 grand. I don't know, man. I want some emotion, dude. You just won $20,000.
I think he's overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think he is shocked.
Nobody is as animated as you, Nick.
Right.
But Courtney, hold on. Like, don't take it to that extreme. Do you agree or disagree with me?
I think he was in shock. Yeah, he had tears in his eyes.
It's also shocking to join a radio show live when you haven't been doing it.
Right.
Like, you're just kind of...
That is true.
My thought is that he's not thinking about the radio show at that moment. He's thinking about the money.
I think he just showed up to a radio show and he's walking away with 20 grand.
I mean,
wow.
Awesome.
God
awesome.
Bless him.
How would you wager that? Why one bet only, Nick?
$20,000?
Yeah.
Okay, best bet this weekend in the NFL. Let's go to I can't give you the Jets in good conscience, even though I really like the Jets. let's do the Rams. Let's see if we can get 4 with the Rams on Sunday at home against Buffalo. everyone's on Buffalo, right? Like winning in the snow against San Francisco on Sunday night. Josh Allen, the MVP moment. I think the Rams keep this game close. I don't think the point spread should be more than 3. So let's take the points with the Rams for the $20,000. Wow. Also, please gamble responsibly and call 1-800-GAMBLER. But Rams plus the points.
Okay.
I want to put some money on Brown Steelers. What do you think I should do?
Well, I think, Courtney, we have the Jameis Winston experience, right? Mm-hmm. Where Jameis either plays really well or he plays really poorly. Or sometimes both in the same game like we saw on Monday night. So I would say people that want to bet this game.
Nick, in either case, it appears that it is the Lord that is responsible.
Yes.
Right.
I, as someone that bet the Browns on Monday night, I think the atheist might be right.
Okay.
I think the Steelers are going to blow them out.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you, Courtney. So what my advice to you would be, don't even worry about laying 6.5. Bet some alternates.
Okay.
Bet Pittsburgh like -9.5, -13.5. And look, we can be wrong. If anyone out there likes the Browns, you want to bet on Jameis, I say forget about the points. Just bet the Browns to win the game. He's so streaky one way or another that I think you get one extreme outcome, Browns win, or another, Steelers win by double digits.
Kostos, I love the Chiefs. -4. I think the Chargers are way overvalued. I think they've had a good year. Harbaugh's done a good job, all of that. But the Chiefs have been cutting it close. It's Sunday night. It's Mahomes. Kelsey was bitching this week about the issues they've had. I think they win
by
over
a
touchdown.
He said that he
and Mahomes on his 16th podcast that they haven't been on the same page all year, and it's frustrating.
Do you wonder why?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I love the Chiefs this weekend. Do you like them?
I do, which makes me upset that we're on the same side here. But I do like the Chiefs. I think the Chargers will get bet as we approach Sunday night. So I would say if you like Kansas City, I would actually say wait, Curtis, and to anybody else. Maybe you get to lay a 3.5 with Kansas City. But Curtis, what I want to know, conference championship week in college football, like you're the college football guru. What do you like this weekend in college?
Oh, wow.
Candidly, I haven't even checked. Let's see. Oh, my God. Texas 2.5. I think Georgia wins outright.
There you go. How about them dogs?
Okay.
Yeah, Georgia's just, they're such a championship team. I know, and Carson Beck was bad early, Wiggs. Yeah. You know that. He's gotten somewhat better.
11 touchdowns, no picks in his last 3 games.
And Georgia beat him by 15 the last time. I believe it was 15 the last time.
30-15, yep. And Beck threw 3 picks and no touchdowns in that game, and they still won.
And Texas loses, they're still in the playoff, correct?
Both teams, regardless of winner or loser, are in the playoff, correct?
Oh, really? Even if Georgia gets 3 losses?
Yeah.
Even if Georgia gets 3 losses.
Yeah, but I like Georgia. I think they're a better team. If both teams are in, I trust Kirby Smart over Sark in that game.
Great, so we can go head-to-head on this one. Hook 'em horns, I'll take Texas.
All right.
Nick, where are you on flag planting?
in regards to what?
College football.
Oh, right? Yeah, I thought that was awesome last weekend. Here's what I'll say. Everyone was kind of banging on Ohio State and, like, the kid Jack Sawyer for getting pissed. Everyone's like, oh, well, you know, if you don't want that to happen, just win the game on the field. I don't know. I feel like if I played for Ohio State and someone from Michigan wanted to plant the flag on my field, I would have a problem with it also. So, like, great. It's cool that Michigan wanted to do that. I don't begrudge them for doing it. But I don't think it could just be, well, Ohio State lost, so, like, Michigan can, like, drop trow and pee on the 50-yard line of the stadium.
Right. That is
that's not how things work.
I'm with you, Nick. Nick, here's my dog.
Why is the
reaction? Wait. You're supposed to just let them do whatever they want? Right.
I don't think you throw a punch.
Well, they're not taking off their pants. Yeah. They're putting a flag down. Yeah. And
it's a rivalry.
Right. No, but honestly, and, like, Wiggy played professional football. Wiggy, what would be more insulting, almost peeing or the flag planting?
Yeah, I already said, you done came in my house, you done ate my food, you done slept in my bed. And please don't put your shoes on my nice.
But that word just got used. I love that.
You're a 3-touchdown favorite. You've had one game you've been thinking about the entire year. You heard Billy O'Brien say Ryan Day was singularly focused on that one game with much better talent at home. You lose. Stop bitching about what they did with the flag.
Again, Michigan can do that. They can plant the flag. But then Ohio State also has the right to say, like, you can't do this and take the flag away.
Right. I mean, great. I mean, they lost the game.
Ohio State says, we outnumber you, so you might get chin checked today. Here's my dog, Nick. Tell me what you think. The Bears, the Bearish at the 49ers. I like the Bearish.
Yeah, so a lot. I hate to answer questions like this, but so much injury stuff on both sides here, Wiggy, where DJ Moore hasn't practiced this week. DeAndre Swift hasn't practiced this week for the Bears. Nick Bosa and Trent Williams both haven't practiced. So I think today's injury report will tell a lot. If we get to, like later today, and Williams and Bosa haven't practiced and they're not going to play, then I think Chicago can definitely win the game. But if those players are back for San Francisco, no way will I pick the Bears to win the game. So I can't give you a firm answer until I know who's playing, if that's fair.
Okay. All right, Nick, and I think you also have the Pats losing on the bye week.
The Pats are winners this season, man, because you have Drake May.
Okay.
And he's awesome. And he's great.
Who's the next coach of the Jets, Kostos? Is it Vrabel? Did you see that? Who do you think's is it Rex, Sexy Rexy, coming back?
Well, I think it would be great for content and terrible for the Jets. I don't think they're going to get a good coach unless Woody Johnson goes back to Ireland for Trump and he's completely out of it. I just think what coach or GM worth his or her salt would want to come work for Woody, who's meddling in everything for this loser organization. So I think they're going to end up with some type of, I don't think they're going to make a good hire because I think all the best candidates are going to go to other places. So I can't tell you who it's going to be, but I can tell you it won't be whoever their first choice is, unless the first choice is somehow Rex Ryan, which would be absolutely ridiculous. And I'll just add, and this is a little, you didn't ask this question, but, you saw the Belichick stuff, right?
I was going to ask you if you had to wager, is he coaching in college or the NFL next year?
So the fact that he's interviewing with North Carolina tells me he thinks he's not getting an NFL job. I'm not in his head to know that. I can't imagine that, Bill's such a smart guy that his power play and his, his bluff moment to NFL owners is, let me interview at crappy ACC school. I can't imagine that that's the case. So maybe he does want to coach in college. And, I know he wants probably the Don Shula wins record. He also triples Don Shula in Super Bowls. He's the greatest coach ever. Maybe he's thinking, I want to go win a natty here. College football's different. People want to say he's 72, he doesn't want to recruit. Look what Dion's done in Colorado. It's like the famous Pat Riley LeBron story, right? When LeBron went to Miami in 2010 before the decision, and Riley laid all the rings down on the desk. And LeBron's like, I'm coming to Miami. If you're an 18-year-old kid and you sit with Bill Belichick and he lays all the Super Bowl rings out there for you, you're telling me with all the wealthy people he knows, all the money he's got, he can't get NIL money pumped into one of these programs and turn a crappy school into a top 10 program in year one? Look what Dion's done with Colorado. Belichick's that on steroids. If Bill Belichick tells you, unless you're Georgia or Alabama or Texas or whatever, and Bill Belichick tells you, I want to coach at your school, you fire your coach. You hire Bill Belichick, or honestly, your program should be disbanded and burned to the ground.
Imagine the influx of money Jordan would drop on if Bill. It's a good point, but I don't.
Well, it might not be. That might just be his initial, foray out there to say I'm available for college.
Interesting to think though. I don't even know, and this is what we talked about. If you're Bill, you don't need to interview for that. So I think it's more I'm showing NFL teams that I'm ready to be back coaching.
But why does he need to interview? That's my thing. Why does he need to interview with North Carolina to do that?
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is a weird thing.
I can be wrong. Yeah, go ahead.
No, there's some strategy that he's using.
Right. Team Nick on this one.
If he goes to North Carolina, Ken Laird will be wrong forever.
Wow.
Nobody wants him. Yeah.
Listen, I can be wrong. The fact that he's interviewing for me with college, he's at least one that we know about, tells me that he thinks he's not getting an NFL job next year. Which, honestly, I'm a Giants fan, obviously, and younger fans may not know this, obviously. I know you guys do. Before Bill was the greatest head coach ever, he's the greatest defensive coordinator ever. Won two Super Bowls with my team. His game plan in Super Bowl 25 against the Bills is literally in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame. It would be a shame if we never saw Belichick on an NFL sideline again, and I fear now that this is going to be the case, and it actually makes me a little sad.
Wow. Oh, well, don't be sad. It's the holiday season. And we thank you, Nick, as always. Round of applause for Nick Kostos.
All right.
Odyssey Sports.
My wife hates
insider.
Me, so I appreciate everybody clapping for me. Thank you very much.
All right. And any wishes for us as we head off into the holidays?
Yeah, I could think of a couple. How about three? Minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. It's like our version of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Nails all right, Cosmos.
Well done. Be well.
All right, that's Nick. We are at Bach Exotics, and we will be right back.